Does anyone have a new translation? JND? Yes, if you could read verse 9 in the JND for me, please. Because it brings it in a different light.
True light was that which coming into the world.
Continue.
Continue?
Yes.
Okay, verse 9 again. Mm-hmm. The true light was that which coming into the world lightened every man. Mm. He was in the world, and the world had its being through him, and the world knew him not.
Thank you. The phrase that the new translation has is, coming into the world lightens every man. Not that every man is enlightened, but that one nation or one group of people could not say that they had the light, but that the light would go beyond Israel, that the light would go beyond Jerusalem. The world, coming into the world, lightened every man. And you think about the gospel of light. That the gospel of light is not confined just to Israel. The gospel of light is not just confined to Jerusalem. But that the gospel of light should go forth to every man. And I think about us sometimes with our gospel meeting. I know back at our home assembly right now, for whatever reason, the gospel meeting has the least amount of people. And we confine the gospel to just gospel meeting night. But the gospel is so much more than that. It is the good news of salvation, the gospel. And I find that sometimes we just confine the gospel. We confine the word. I was speaking with Brother Sam. He had visited us. And he was saying how much the written tract and the written word and some of the publications have made such an effect on lives. And you think about when you read about the Good News Publishing and the amount of tracts that have gone to Africa and have gone to Asia and India and the European countries and the literature. The good news of the gospel, the light, needs to go forth. And then we think about Asia, and you think about India, and you think about all these places, and you say, what about your neighbor? The gospel of light needs to go forth to your neighbor. The gospel of light needs to go forth to your co-worker, to your relatives. I praise God that the sun was not just confined to Jerusalem, but he coming into the world lightens every man. He became flesh. He assumed perfect humanity. You know that the Lord Jesus could not be to angels what he is to us? Because becoming a man, he shows the sinner grace. He shows the sinner patience. He shows the sinner mercy, and he shows the sinner love. He speaks of himself as a man. God was revealed as a man. God was revealed to men as a man. And he used that word, he dwelt or tabernacled amongst us, full of grace and truth. Absolute power. Absolute of absolutes. All things were made by him, the creator and the originator. In him was life. The life was the light of men. And he became flesh. Absolute power. The absolute of absolutes. We looked at him as the Son in absolute existence. We looked at him as the Son in absolute coexistence. Absolute deity. And finally, absolute power. What's the real meaning of the word absolute? There are three definitions for absolute. One, complete and total. The Lord Jesus Christ as the Son is complete. And he's total. Complete. The second definition for the word absolute means that he's not limited in any way. God is not limited in any way. The Son is not limited in any way. I have to repeat that. He is not limited in any way. Sometimes we don't live our lives believing that God is not limited. I tell you, it really touched me to know that we serve one who has unlimited power. Unlimited power. This is the Son. We can't just keep God and keep the Son in a place of unlimitedness. Sometimes I don't know if you've ever been in these kind of situations where you pray about something, but you kind of, okay, Lord, if you let it, you know. But we need to seek the Lord's face, realizing that he is the one with no limitations. That he is the one of absolute power. That he is the one with absolute coexistence. That he is God, blessed and forever. What a wonderful God we serve. And to look at him in this light. I tell you, I've read these scriptures many times. But to see him in the light that he is God, the Son, who is absolute. No doubt that this is the one that we can turn and look to. May the Lord bless his word for his name's sake. Amen.